Text B. As all of us know, learning to read and write in a language is always a tough job, and it takes a lot of time. But good teachers know how to encourage their students to learn. In the following text, the author tells us about his own experience in teaching a reading class. Learning to Read by John Holt.
In one of my classes were many children who had had great trouble with schoolwork, particularly reading. I decided to try at all costs to rid them of their fear and dislike of books, and to get them to read oftener and more adventurously. One day, soon after school had started, I said to them, "Now, I'm going to say something about reading that you have probably never heard a teacher say before. I would like you to read a lot of books this year, but I want you to read them only for pleasure. I am not going to ask you questions to find out whether you understand the books or not. If you understand enough of a book to enjoy it and want to go on reading it, that's enough for me. Also, I'm not going to ask you what words mean. Finally," I said, "I don't want you to feel that just because you start a book, you have to finish it. Give an author 30 or 40 pages or so to get his story going. Then, if you don't like the characters and don't care what happens to them, close the book, put it away, and get another. I don't care whether the books are easy or hard, short or long as you enjoy them. Furthermore, I'm putting all this in a letter to your parents, so they won't feel they have to quiz or check your reading at home." The children sat stunned and silent. Was this a teacher talking? One girl, who had just come to us from a school where she had had a very hard time, and who proved to be one of the most interesting, lively, and intelligent children I have ever known, looked at me steadily for a long time after I had finished. Then, still looking at me, she said slowly and solemnly, "Mr. Holt, do you really mean that?" I said just as solemnly, "I mean every word of it." Apparently, she decided to believe me. The first book she read was Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Not a hard book, even for most third graders. For a while, she read a number of books on this level. Perhaps she was clearing up some confusion about reading that her teachers, in their hurry to get her up to grade level, had never given her enough time to clear up.